Our next guest is the funniest guy on the WGN TV Morning News, and actually the star of the WGN TV Morning News. He just added a second show to his stand-up act at the theater in Western Springs. It's our old buddy, Pat Tomasulo. How are you?
It's Theater of Western Springs. I just want to make sure that we're getting right in case anybody from the theater is listening and they call up and they're like, hey, moron, don't you even know where you're performing?
TheaterWesternSprings.com is the website, Pat.
Oh, yeah. So I'm wrong. See, I got to really start getting better prepared when I come on for these phone interviews.
You do. All you have to do
is... How are you, buddy?
Well, there's this thing called Google. By the way, my brother lives in Western Springs. He will be at the show.
What? Brother, which one is he going to, the early one or the late one?
I don't know. I will ask him. And what's the backstage look like? Tell me about the VIP. Chips and salsa. You're going to have some meat dishes, some sandwiches. What do you have backstage?
Oh, you know me. I eat very clean. Mm-hmm. You know, as you know, I know you're a fitness buff yourself. Our bodies are temples, respectively. So I keep it clean back there, buddy. Just a little bottle of water. That's all I want. I'll bring some snacks from home. But I got no rider. I'm very low maintenance.
You don't have anything.
What I'll usually do is just to make sure people like working with me, because I'll bring my openers. I'll get them some booze. And I don't know if they have some sandwiches. I'll do that. But that's about it.
Right. Well, you live downtown. And if you're driving to Western Springs, you don't want to have a few cocktails, then do a show, and then have to drive home. You don't want to do that.
Exactly. Pete, exactly. And I don't want to dull my senses when I'm trying to bring people my gift.
No. What's it like behind the scenes at WGN TV Morning News? Do you have an open bar after the show? How does that work?
We should have an open bar after the show. After the show, how does it work? Well, we usually all try to disperse our own separate ways as soon as possible after the show is over. So we'll, Robin is usually the first out of the building.
Right.
Usually around, you know what? She sticks her, I'm going to give her credit. They always joke around that she's out the building at 10:01. That's a lie. It's not until 10:41 after the morning meeting.
Oh, okay.
And then she runs out of the building, followed closely behind by Conrad. Though I will say this, Conrad, up in his game lately. This guy's everywhere.
Really?
He's in a van. He's driving. Have you seen Paul Conrad in a van in the parking lot?
I am not. I need to pay attention. Tell me about it.
Do you even watch our show anymore, Pete? You know, I feel like I'm talking to a stranger now.
I DVR it on occasion. I always try to catch Dean's segments because I'm very close to Dean.
Sure.
He comes on at
Uncle Dean
10 before the hour, every hour.
Yeah.
Yep.
When do I come on?
You come on at 8 after.
8 after what?
8 after the hour, after the top of the hour.
Only one. Oh, 6, oh, but yeah, but then I'm in 7 and 8 o'clock, I'm in the back half of the show.
Oh,
see,
yeah, that's
you're not
right.
Even watching me.
Yes,
anymore.
You are.
Ever since you moved out of the neighborhood, it's like you and I don't even know each other anymore.
I have to bring this up to people because Pat and I lived in the same neighborhood for 10 years, and we saw each other once. And
yeah.
And it was at 6 in the morning. I was running to the gym, and you were walking your dog on a Saturday morning. And I yelled out the window, can we hang out sometime? Yeah, man, just text me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is going to seem totally out of left field. But can you hear that beeping on my phone? That's my wife texting me. I'm sorry.
I cannot. I was going to ask you a few things about your wife. Number one, she's a huge wrestling fan.
She has become a wrestling fan, yes.
How did that start?
Well, because she always has this damn TV on all the time. She's one of those people who needs the TV on to have background noise all the time.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if you got the TV on all the time, what are you putting in? Not, you're putting on Law & Order, that nonsense. So she had Law & Order on all the time on USA Network. And then the wrestling would come on right afterwards. And then she'd never watched wrestling as a kid. So she was never exposed to it. And so experiencing this at an advanced age stage in life, she thought it was the most hilarious thing ever. And she got hooked on this tag team called The New Day. Do you know The New Day?
I miss The New Day. I'll Google it later. What is it?
The New Day are these three guys and their little buddies, and they're part of a, and they walk down and they throw pancakes, and one of them plays the trombone, and they do pelvic thrusting. And she just thought they were the most hilarious thing ever. And that got her hooked. And now she just starts watching it all the time. Now I'm taking her to events. I'm taking her to one in Boston this summer.
Oh, boy.
It's insane.
You are actually going to fly to Boston. I thought that was a joke on social media.
That's... Well, I'm not flying there only for wrestling.
Oh, okay.
My brother lives close by.
Got it.
And we're just going to extend the trip. I'm not insane.
Is that your New York brother that I met a few years ago?
Yes.
He moved to Boston?
Well, he lives in Maine now.
Okay.
He lives in Kennebunkport. In Maine up there. Lovely, lovely little town. Have you been?
Nobody lives in Kennebunkport. That's where the president goes on his little retreats.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Really, nobody lives there. In the summer, everybody's there, and in the winter, it's a ghost town.
Right, it's like Lake Geneva. You want to visit there,
yeah.
You don't want to live there.
Yeah.
Why did he move there?
I thought we were talking about me here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get back to you.
Yeah, nobody's going to see him do stand-up comedy March 21st at Western Spring. I feel like I'm in therapy right now. Tell me about your parents now. You coming to the show? That's the question.
What is the date on March 21st? Is that a Friday night? Saturday?
I think it's a Saturday, yeah.
Okay, the 18th, I want to say, is a Thursday? 19th? No, Thursday?
It's a Saturday. I'm looking at the calendar. It's a Saturday.
Saturday night. I can actually make that.
Well, there you go.
Maybe I'll go out and see my brother Dave, and we'll head over to the show in Western Springs.
Look at that. Look, I'll even have you backstage for a soda pop.
Wow. Backstage.
Yeah. No. So what I was going to ask you, I've been thinking about this recently.
Go ahead.
And I feel like you and I are on the same wavelength with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
What is your opinion of guys who introduce themselves by their nickname? You know what I mean? Like you ever meet a guy and say, "Hey, how you doing? I'm Big Dog." It's like, no, you're not. You're Todd. You know, like
it's when you get to a certain age, I think
It's over, right? And it's like young white businessmen are the worst, too, because they don't, like, you ever notice, like, they don't give a guy a nickname. They just take whatever his job title is and say it in Spanish.
Yes, you're right.
Like, there he is, El Presidente. Like, that's so stupid.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, you get to a certain age where you have to drop some of the nicknames from high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's like. Yeah, I mean, it's like somebody should give the guys on sports radio the memo about that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a nickname on there.
Like Mad Dog.
Anyway.
I get it. Well, NBA All-Star Weekend, are you going to the game? Did you get tickets?
No, I didn't get tickets. I saw you were at the dunk contest last night.
I absolutely loved it last night. I think Chicago around the United Center was just tremendous. However, the Bulls have been bad for so long that no one cares about the NBA in Chicago, which is a shame.
Yeah. How did you get tickets? Who do you know? Can they hook me up with tickets for tonight?
No, a friend called me up and said, "I have a pair of tickets. Would you like to take your son, Charlie?" And I said, "Absolutely, yes." And he loved it. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. That's a big favor you're going to owe that guy.
It was big. Who's,
How do you repay? You think about that. How do you repay? This is where my mind goes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you repay NBA All-Star Weekend dunk contest tickets?
Well, I mean,
that's a big...
It works out in the end. It always works out. I'll do something for somebody.
Does it?
Yeah, absolutely it does.
What do you have to offer that's better than All-Star Weekend? I mean, like, I'm trying to think, like, what could I do? I have nothing I can do.
I have absolutely nothing.
What do you like? Right. I can give them two tickets to my fundraiser, but that's not the dunk contest.
That is absolutely...
you're screwed. This guy can lord that over you forever.
It's terrible. We have about a minute left.
Right?
I want you to mention that fundraiser for your wife that's coming up, too. Can you...
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you know, Laugh Your Face Off. We do this,
Humana,
April 25th this year. It's our sixth year. We're going to go over the $2 million mark this year, Peter.
That's so impressive.
To fight trigeminal neuralgia, which is the debilitating, extremely painful disease my wife Amy has. And, hey, we also got like a week and a half left to accept sponsorship. So if anybody's listening who has a business or is philanthropic and wants to get involved, just go to our website, laughyourfaceoff.org, and email us. Let us know if you'd like to sponsor. We got about 10 days until the deadline. But if not, tickets will go on sale first week of March.
And what's the date of the event? And where is it?
April. That's going to be April 25th, Park West.
I love the Park West. I love it. I love that you have it there, and I will be there this year for sure.
Buddy! I'm so excited.
Tomorrow morning, Pat Tomasulo on the WGN Morning News. And don't forget, you can go to theaterwesternsprings.com for tickets. His stand-up is happening on Saturday, March 21st. You're the best, buddy.
Thanks, Pete. Talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, Pat Tomasulo, everybody. Let's take a quick break. We're here until 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to talk wine next at 720 WGN.